That afternoon, the Wildcat sat out with Scott beneath a pier awning, watching the coracles fishing out on the lake. Just as the wheel mark was beginning to doze off in the warm sun, a prod from the warlord's axe haft stirred him back to wakefulness.
Who's that coming along the shore?
Scott blinked.
It looks like your son Pitru with some of his gods. Shall I go and see what he wants, Lord?
Rigu Felis leaned back, closing his eyes.
No, let him come to me. We'll know soon enough.
The young cat swaggered up and stood in front of his father, who was feigning sleep. Pitru rattled his scimitar on the pier boards to gain attention, addressing his father insolently.
The mighty Lord of Green Isle, eh? Taking a nap while his slaves are escaping.
Felis opened one eye disdainfully.
Oh, it's you. What's all this nonsense about escaping slaves?
Pitru signalled to his cat guards, who tossed a slain otter down on the pier. It was the body of Runka Streamdog, brother of Banya. Pitru indicated it with a wave of his blade.
This is one of them. He was supposed to be fishing. I spotted the empty coracle floating round by the reeds. There were two slaves. One managed to get away, but we killed this one. And all the time, our bold warlord was snoring the afternoon away. But I shouldn't be complaining. The very old are like babes. They need their daytime nap.
Instead of replying to his son's insult, the wildcat turned upon Scott, growling menacingly.
Didn't you give that young idiot my instructions?
The wheelmark came to his own defence hastily.
Sire, I was half the morning telling every piece of your roaders, but Pitru and his guards weren't to be found, Lord. I swear, I'll search for them everywhere.
The warlord began advancing on his hapless minion, backing him toward the lake as he prodded him with a punishing claw.
My orders were that some slaves should escape. Otherwise, how would the rebels know about their leader's capture and the fate I had decreed for him, eh? Who would deliver my message to them, you thick-eared dolt?
He gave Scott a final savage shove that sent him splashing into the lake, which was fairly deep by the end pylons. Scott went right under. He bobbed up once, banged his head on the pier's underside, and went down again. Rigu Felis shook his head in disgust as he beckoned to the guards.
Get that buffoon out of there before he drowns!
Pushing their spear poles under the pier, the cat guards probed about. Scott surfaced a moment later, hanging onto the spears and spewing out muddy water as he yowled like a mad beast.
You! Get me out!
They hauled him out, tangled up with the ropes that bound him to the rotting carcass of Atun Ra, the missing pine marten. Two guards slashed away with their spear blades, hacking through the ropes and freeing the wheelmark from his horrific burden. Scott frantically scrambled out of the decomposing Atunra's embrace, clambered onto the pier and fainted in a pool of lake water. Pitru peered distastefully at the body floating in the lake.
What is it?
From behind his chainmail half-mask, the warlord hissed.
Don't take me for a fool. You know it's Atun Ra, my faithful counsellor.
Pitru smiled innocently.
So that's where she went. But no beast told me. Like your order that the slave should escape. No beast told me that either.
The warlord spoke accusingly.
Yet you slew one of my slaves.
The young cat looked guilelessly at his father.
Who? Me? I never slew your slave. That was Scorcat Yund, my trusty servant. My cat guards are very loyal to me. I believe they'd kill any beast I told them to.
It was a war of words. Rigu Felis nodded knowingly.
Aye. My guards would also slay any beast for me. And I have far more guards at my command than you do.